The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That says volumes to me. And really, it speaks volumes to and against the spirit of the ages in which we live. In a time of so much selfishness, self-seeking, self-sufficiency, self-satisfaction. When we watch, when I look in this particular passage and this psalm that's before us, it is interesting that with phrases like me, myself, and I, that when I looked in here and this Holy Spirit, he said, well, look again, because everything is not necessarily negative oriented when it comes to personal pronouns. Because if you look in this psalm, which we revel in and go to for comfort and care, I want you to, if you could, if you walk with me for just a moment. The psalmist says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Me, myself, and my ain't always a bad thing. Just to, by virtue of this, our series of messages will be about the shepherd's song. But the text for us today from the psalm is, it's personal. And as I say that, I even look forward to, I speak towards again, our preferably and hopefully that as the messages go forth, we'll keep each one as they're taping the messages each Sunday to have a compilation of things where you can go back, amen, each psalm. Because we ain't going to do it all today.
Amen.
We ain't going to do it all today. Not because I got all that, but we ain't going to do all that. Amen. But we want you to see it again. We know we're so familiar with this, one of the most familiar passages of scripture in the psalm. But the thing I love about God's word is that it is God's word. Amen. There will never be a time when you will exhaust what he says. And particularly here, because I don't know about you, but I need him. I need him. And the thing about it is, when you spend time learning and relearning and refreshing yourself on who he is, then when that happens, what you should do is, before you finish hollering, you need to go back to the scriptures, because you have been reminded of who it is that is your shepherd. Now, I want to say right now that David does not have ownership of this song. David might have been designated the author, but he don't have God to himself. Amen. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. See, because sometimes too often we are askance. That means we step back. And because it is a scriptural rendition of something concerning God, if you're not careful, you might act as if whoever that individual is who walk with God, that they have some sort of ownership on God and the things of God. I want you to console you. I want you to let you know that even though we use David, they say it's David, that says a psalm of David, that's in what you call the superscription. That means it's not necessarily part of the inspired word, but it is a part of the added word, meaning this. When I say added, I don't mean adding to the word of God. I mean these are headings, and they seek to give you who the author is and the occasion of the writing. So then when it says it's a Psalm of David, I take it for what it is. Also because we're so familiar with David in terms of what his livelihood is, even as a boy. He was a shepherd boy. Yes, and not only that, sometimes in scripture, in the Old Testament, some small ways in which, because of the manner in which those were called to lead, they were asked or called shepherds. Not in terms of the way in which it was in terms of the way David was, but it just meant they had watch care over God's people. David was not only a shepherd seen in terms of when he was shepherding in the field, but when he became king, God expected him to shepherd his people. And not only that, let me just give you a full disclosure. They're also in the Old Testament. Not only will you use these verses in the Old Testament about God, you know, the shepherds, and they call for certain shepherds, but there's sometimes God berated and rebuked the false shepherd. Amen. Because they didn't shepherd his people in a proper manner and in a proper spirit. So in a sense, again, this is a word that speaks towards something. And again, since we're not so familiar with this, and matter of fact, let me ask you to raise your hand the last time any of y'all saw a sheep. So, amen. So that means that if you're not careful and if you don't go into the scripture, there might be, you might lose a sense of relevancy even though you know the psalm. Right. That's why when you look in scripture, when you read the scripture, take a little extra time through biblical learning and the Bible supplement and biblical culture and go back and find out what these things mean to those people back then. Because when it first said to them, they could right away and readily pick up what is being said because they lived in those times. Yeah. Ain't that right? Right? Amen. So consequently, it gives you a more of an import. But more than that, brothers and sisters, is this, that the Bible, the scriptures, is the inspired word of God. That means that God has taken upon himself to move through and on and upon people so that he would give to them the words in which he wanted the truth conveyed. So if it says here, the Lord is my shepherd, that doesn't just mean that David came up with something or David felt like writing a gospel psalm. It means that the Holy Ghost decided to convey through this manner, and this means a way in which God wanted his people to see him.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So when he says, the Lord is my shepherd, that does not mean, brothers and sisters, that this is something that David made up. But it was something that was given to him, that God even takes the experiences and the attitudes and the disposition. However, not having the writer use his own means, that means it's not the word of men, it's the word of God.
Come on.
So David says, or the writer says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Notice again how he starts off, the Lord is my shepherd. So you got, and see what happens, sometimes we read too fast. Sometimes again, as you, when you go over the word of God, particularly in a psalm, devotionally and meditatively, you ought to read it slowly, salivating and savoring the psalm that you're reading or the word that you're reading. Allow it to grab hold of you, and so that it gets into your mind, processing should start and begin before you finish. Sometimes we read too fast and we lose the import of what's being said. Let me say it again. Sometimes again, we said before, we miss the intonation of it. That means that how the word is not just abstract literature. This is the word of God. And the word of God is said with emotion, though again, it's not left emotionally to the writer. It means that the Holy Spirit, that's why when we praise God, when we praise him, listen to me, that praise was put into the heart of the praiser. That's why when you come to the house of God and he says, make a joyful noise, he means just that. Amen. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He didn't say a joyful yarn. He said a joyful noise. And so when a writer says, the Lord is my shepherd, sometimes I sit back again, brothers and sisters, and say, the Lord is my shepherd. Or the Lord is my shepherd. Or the Lord is my shepherd. Yeah. You're still saying the same words, but you ain't saying the same thing.
Right.
Ain't that right? Because there's some people who can say the Lord is my shepherd, and he's not their shepherd.
Yeah.
You got folks today making claims, religious groups that are popping up, amen, trying to make claims on the heritage that belongs to us. changing their name, even trying to change their ethnicity. I don't get, I don't care how much paint you put on you, you can't change who you are. He said Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He ain't say Joe, Jenny, and all that other stuff. Amen. The covenant-making God. He had three people he named. You trying to join something you ain't not a part of. I'm just glad that the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord said, leave that alone for a little bit, and you, he will come back to it. Because I don't want to mar or disperse away from what this is that David is saying, the writer is saying. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah, that's the latter terminology. Yahweh is the frequent terminology. Y'all don't hear, y'all heard this before, didn't you? Jehovah is what we said. That came on later in terms of the terminology. But originally it was Yahweh. That's what Yahweh, the I am. The God, amen, that Yahweh, that means they said his name without consonants. Literally, when he said Yahweh, it's almost as if it was a whisper, because you can't talk sometimes without vowels. But because the name was so sacred, they took it back, they took it out and just said Lord later on. But even though they said that, that does not take away from who it is we're talking about. The same God that was with Moses, the one who told Moses, this is my name forever. The Lord is my name. The I am, that's my name. The self-sufficient, self-existent God, that's who I am. That is my name that I signed my covenants with.
Y'all in here.
Maybe I've been way too long, but I see the Lord is my shepherd. And before I say anything else, I want to keep that in mind. Before I pray, I want to know who I'm praying to. I want to know who I'm talking to. Because sometimes you can talk to somebody who does not have a measure of sufficiency to meet your need. But if the Lord is my shepherd, that and only that is when you can say, I shall not want. Sometimes you have found yourself in a situation wanting. What do you mean by wanting? Meaning this. Let me say something to you before, because some of us try to get kind of a little spiritual, hyper-spiritual about this thing. And you act like, amen, you don't need nothing. Well, if you don't need nothing, don't pray nothing. But I'm not there. And when he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, it does not mean that you don't want anything. It does not mean you don't desire something. It does not mean you don't have anything. It just means because of who he is, you don't got to worry about anything.